was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Welcome back, my friends.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot.
You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're coming to you live from Albany, New York. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, friends. We're here talking with Beverly, who's embroiled on behalf of her parents, who are elderly folks, in a nasty case with a title company and an individual who forged a name to a deed and tried to steal the property out from these fine folks. And so the title company, to add insult to injury, has sued these folks, what, for possession of the property?
Yes, and for the paid-off mortgage of $40,000 and for the IRS deed, the IRS liens that they paid off in order to try to produce a clear title, which is issue number one.
All right, so the title company paid off IRS. Well, we thank them for that, and now we're going to give them an opportunity to pay off your parents. So they're suing them for lock, stock, and barrel.
Yes.
And who owns the title company? Is it a local?
It's a local statewide.
Statewide. And I know that company. Their motto is the title company with a conscience. So, might I suggest that Beverly's idea of using the International Commercial Claim / Lien, which we presented here for the very first time it's ever been unleashed, be used, as you've suggested, to present an international bonded promissory note. Now, who might you present those promissory notes to?
First of all, the CEO of the company, perhaps the CFO of the company, and definitely one or two of the attorneys who have their name on the big firm that are sending us letters.
Very good. And this is going to be, I can see by the look on Beverly's face, this is going to be a substantial instrument. And there are going to be a number of fiduciaries named on the instrument. And once they receive the instrument, they become holder of the liability. The same way, folks, if you issue a check, when that draft lands in someone else's hands upon due presentment, they now have a lien right against your checking account, and they become liable on the instrument as well if they don't perform. So, you place the instrument in their hands, and when they fail to perform by failing to provide you with their check or a settlement statement indicating their claim is settled, or perform in any other way that's stipulated within the international commercial claim, what do? You lien them. You have the notary certify that they're in breach of contract, and you perfect the commercial lien. Now, normally at this point, I would say caution. Part of this process is the notary will present them with a true bill, and that true bill might even include an escalator clause, which could be $10 million or...
$50 million.
Or anything you like. It's your case. And so now you've hit them with a substantial true bill, and they will go into default on that true bill and breach of contract. And now it's your turn to collect. And we'll tell you how we might do that after the break. This is our first second hour break, and then we'll have a long 20-minute segment, and we'll be able to finalize your case, how I might approach such a thing after
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're coming to you live from Albany, New York, from the Second Law Merchant Leadership Conference. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you. We're here talking with Beverly about a very interesting case. And now Beverly has worked up, we assume in a few weeks, a commercial claim, a valid, perfected commercial claim against the title company who has been complicit in forgery and theft, forgery on a deed and theft of a property from her elderly parents. So, you have that commercial claim, what do you do? Well, one of the possibilities that we discussed is the possibility of using the UCC-1 process to assign that document elsewhere. And we might do that. Or we might very simply turn around, as with any lien, and slap it on the sureties of the lien. In this case, the title company has an office somewhere and has property somewhere. I'm not telling you to do this. If it were me in an egregious scenario like this, I'd lock up all their property in the entire state. I'd do a $40 search online. I'd find every piece of property they have that they own. Hopefully they're not renters. And I would, in one lovely day trip, I would travel around the state in every county, and I would place a lien on all their property. Although one good-sized property might have the same effect. I would lien them, and I would then send a notice of those UCC-1 documents to the senior counsel for the company. if it gets this far, because they're going to know about liens. They're a title company. They deal in security interests all day long. Their business is to convince you that you have ownership and some kind of guaranteed protection, when in fact they're protecting the owner of the company and they are protecting the security interests that will take their property away from you. Everything's backwards. If you understand that, you understand they know what's happening. You come at them with a commercial lien, they're not going to like it. And they may not be in a very good position to pressure you with criminal charges about that either, because they're being prosecuted for that, or at least this fellow is being prosecuted. But maybe you can bring them in and join them to the lien, as we said. If you can, then I would only slap the lien on in that county, because the prosecutor is not going to cross-prosecute them. She doesn't want to blow her other case. So now, when I have those UCC ones in place in the counties, then I want to have a conversation with the attorney. How would you like to trade your buildings for my parents' house? Let me know by end of business today, or else I have more business in mind. And I might, as part of that process, we have a nifty document called a 3-day offer of immunity in which we lay out what we might do. We give our brother 3 days to rectify. I don't expect these folks are going to respond to that, but we would certainly consider using our favorite collection agency, the Internal Revenue Service, to collect on the instrument. Number of ways we could do that. The simplest might be a 1099-C. Cancel the debt that they owe you by virtue of the failure to provide the product of their offer, consideration on their offer, and held your promissory note, and use that to really enforce your note. They have a taxable gain. Could be a taxable gain of $20 million, and someone's going to pay that. And when IRS comes calling on that after a 1099-C, when you've canceled the debt and reported the fact that they now are holders, have stipulated to holding the gain, they have to come to you if they want to not suffer that consequence. You're the only one who can mitigate or abate that liability and prove it to IRS. It's a wonderful position to be in. Another thing is, since they're so fond of deeds, I can think of a lot of things. You could quit claim deed, the commercial lien, over to IRS, assign them, name them both as collateral on a UCC-1, and then do a UCC-3 assignment over to IRS and deliver that to IRS. I'm sure they'd like that. But this just occurred to me. In the international commercial claim, we have a self-executing power of attorney. That could be a very interesting document. I certainly don't recommend anyone use that unless they absolutely know what they were doing. I could use that power of attorney to quit claim deed all their property to me. And then we might have a negotiation. Now, they'll be going to the prosecutor seeking a forgery. However, in that case, you'd show the prosecutor that you have the self-executing power of attorney. That might not go over so well, and you might wind up in a criminal case on that end, doing BIC there. These are all possibilities. It really depends on just how bold you envision yourself, how much confidence you have, how much you believe you're the creditor, and how thick is the lining of your stomach. Those are the factors that enter into it. But you're right in electing the international commercial claim. That sounds to me like a way that would provide a final leverage against the title company. If, in fact, you can't include them on the criminal charge, if the prosecutor will merely bring them into a grand jury based upon some probable cause that you provide that they were in collusion with the buyer, then that should be the end of the case. Beverly, thank you so very much for coming to the conference.
Thank you for your help. It's been great. Thank you.
All right. James, come on down. What do you bid, James, on door number 3?
How are you today?
Good, Sam. It's great to be here. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. James, you're tall. This is going to hurt my arm. Hey, James, have a seat.
Okay.
James, you're just a little guy, aren't you? All right, so James, tell us what's going on.
I've been involved in several foreclosure cases for the last year and a half. I've filed various counterclaims, including quiet title actions, as well as been through an ICC process and have major UCC-1 liens filed against a dozen mortgage companies, but I didn't have any enforcement strategies to do anything with that, and in several of the cases, the attorneys filed to have the frivolous documents dismissed and nullified, basically.
Were they successful?
In two or three of the cases, they did get those set aside, and they got their summary judgment, which led to me filing a Chapter 11 in April to stop the foreclosure sales. And I was the trustee of that, and I did not cooperate with producing the myriad of documents they requested. And so they had a hearing for a motion to dismiss the bankruptcy or the alternative, convert it to a Chapter 7. And I no-showed that hearing, and they, to my surprise, they ended up Judge signed an order to convert it into a Chapter 7.
Yeah. So now you've got them right where you want them.
All right. And there's a creditors meeting scheduled for August 24th. And so I'm here now to learning different possible strategies to proceed with.
All right, very good. Well, this is a complex situation. I don't really understand fully now who the parties are in what capacity, but we do know that James's straw man is sitting in an involuntary Chapter 7 by judicial edict, and they're holding, you said, a creditors meeting? So, who are the creditors who have filed Form B-10 into the bankruptcy?
Various mortgage companies.
And the IRS.
And the IRS.
They have a $1.4 million lien that they've filed into the case.
And what about you, James? Are you a creditor?
Yes, I'm a creditor.
And are you a creditor to the straw man?
I am a creditor to the straw man.
Who else are you a creditor to?
I'm a creditor to all the mortgage companies that I hold liens against.
Right. So a number of possibilities come to mind, of course. I like playing in the bankruptcy court a lot. I think there are lots of possibilities. We just have to know how to operate in that venue. So, first thing that comes to mind is, we have a choice. Do we want to be in the bankruptcy court as a debtor, or as a creditor, or as both? And so far, James is in there as a debtor in bankruptcy, isn't he? Now, it's not impossible to function as a debtor in bankruptcy. You just have to know what you're doing. And with IRS, that's not such a difficult position, because all you really have to do as a debtor is ask them at the hearing, or have another creditor ask them at the hearing, such as a friend of yours, or two or three, who put in Form B-10s of their own, so that now you have friends in that room with you to take over the slack if and when the time comes. And you turn around and you ask the IRS agent, excuse me, is this your claim, this Form B-10? Yes. Is that your signature on the bottom of this? Yes. Would you read the line above it? Signed under penalty of perjury. Thank you. This amount up here, you specified
$1.4 million.
$1.4 million security interest. So if I understand this correctly, you've sworn in the statement that you have a $1.4 million security interest. Is that right, Mr. Jones?
That's right.
Good. Did you happen to bring the security interest with you?
No.
Well, he's going to say, oh, it's all these papers that are stapled to the back here. And we'll find out, after we come back from the break, how we can turn that into an instant end of any purported claim from any party who doesn't have your consent. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
You'll notice
welcome
a coin
back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Welcome back. Thank you, friends. We appreciate it. Never have so few made such a racket. It's late here, folks. It's almost 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we appreciate these folks being out in the conference room late at night. James informed me that it wasn't the UCCs that the attorneys had removed. It was the certain documents, the international commercial claim, was removed from the court case. And that's an indication that those were private documents and probably should never have been in there in the first place. However, certainly there are ways to have those admitted and not be, and make them untouchable so that these guys can't get them out of there. So if the UCC one's in place, the process could be as simple as picking up the telephone and saying, "Here, I'll trade on the foreclosures." Now, I'm not saying that would be successful, but if you've developed an international commercial claim, that brings us right into the same strategy. You did it with a fault and a default, so you've perfected a lien, more than likely. And that brings us to the same strategies that we were talking about with Beverly. using that lien in as powerful a way as you can, possibly with a 1099 process or in other fashions that would make the point that I'm not going to allow you to play around with my property. Because right now you've been on the defensive and you keep taking a step backward, although you're not in a bad position in a Chapter 7 court, which we'll return to right now. You're sitting in that court. You're sitting in the with the trustee and the other creditors, including a few creditors that you happen to know well, in the creditors' hearing. It's not a debtor's examination?
No.
All right. It's a creditors' hearing. And you've asked any tax agency that presents a document where the security interest is that they just swore they had presented to the court. And their response is probably going to be it's stapled to it, because there is an assumption under the bankruptcy rules that when you staple up that document with the claim, there is an assumption that it is in fact a bona fide claim. So they're going to point to the numbers, and you might ask them, or one of the creditors might ask, since that claim might be in competition with theirs, might ask, excuse me, I don't see where the debtor gave his consent here. I don't see the debtor's signature anywhere. Could you please point that out? They won't be able to. And they might try and interrupt you here, but I wouldn't let the trustee get in the way for a second. Well, do you happen to have an affidavit of obligation that the debtor signed? A contract? Can you point out any thing at all that indicates there's a security interest in place? We have all that paper, all generated by the computer. Fine, so you grab a sheet of paper and a pen, you write some numbers on a piece of paper, and you turn it around and show it to him and say, what is this? Please identify this for the court. And he's not going to want to say until you squeeze the words out of his little mouth, it's a piece of paper with numbers. Now show me how that differs from yours. And that should be the end of his claim. Because the trustee is under a statutory requirement to report any criminal activity directly to a U.S. attorney. Ma'am, pursuant to section whatever it is, but it's in our hot link notes that we're going to be sharing, that are on this CD and that we're going to be sharing at the free bankruptcy seminar on September 15th and 16th, and you'll be able to click a link and look at it right there. Section 1301, whatever it happens to be. Ma'am, under Section 1301, is it your intention to report this man to the U.S. attorney per your statutory responsibility? Or would you like to join yourself to him? And that should make short work of that claim. The foreclosures are more difficult, of course, because, as we explained earlier, the mortgages, these are not tax foreclosures, these are all mortgage foreclosures. Just for the amusement of the audience, how many of these are there?
Well, currently there's 9 active cases.
All right. That's enough to bury a good-sized law office. So on logistics alone, this is going to be a very difficult situation, of course, and you may have to take some lumps to learn your lessons. But the approach would be the same outside the bankruptcy court. Inside the bankruptcy court, my primary concern is your security interest in the debtor filed antecedent to any and all of the other security interests in the case?
Is my security interest in the debtor filed antecedent to the claims of the mortgage companies? And the answer is yes.
So who's the paramount creditor in the case?
I am.
And how much is your claim for?
Probably $500 million. I need to double check.
Okay. Now, the question we're all dying to hear is, do the mortgages amount to more than $500 million? In a way, I'm hoping you say yes.
Not quite.
All right. So, in other words, the $500 million has to be paid off to you before they get a penny. you're in the right place.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
In the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
You're listening to the last half hour of Take No Prisoners, live from New York, Sunday night, August something or other. Thank you for joining us. We're embroiled here with a bunch of fascinating people, the most diverse group, I'm sure, that has ever appeared at a freedom convention anywhere. Some very interesting people from different walks of life, pursuing different pathways, all of them trying to live pious, spiritual lives, wholesome lives, and do the right thing. When we talk about do the right thing here, we know what we're talking about. It's not just a media cliche to pay that bill or do some other fictional nonsense that becomes the conventional thinking. We're talking right now with James, who has 9 foreclosures sitting in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, but he's the paramount creditor and doesn't know it. And so I've suggested that he might consider using that Chapter 7. If he does, I guarantee they'll be looking to dismiss it. It's funny how that goes. When a corporation is the creditor, they want to hold the bankruptcy. When you're the creditor, they want to dismiss the bankruptcy. So that's why it would help to have other creditors in there. In fact, I see no reason why a UCC 3 could not be used to assign that huge security interest over to, it would have to be a very close friend. But certainly, I mean, if I had a local group and we had a fellow in that situation, I'd be in there as a creditor. I have no problem doing that. I would be in there as a creditor on an independent security interest, but I would certainly be willing to take that assignment in a case like this and argue the point. It'd be a wonderful opportunity to do that. So if the 9 foreclosures all together total, let's say, $2 million, and you have a $5 million security interest, and you assign blocks of $50 million on UCC3s to 5 or 6 friends, or if you can get 9 of them to come in, now, basically, you have the Alamo. You know, you have the two armed camps facing each other, this could get very interesting. Each one files a form B-10 and staples to it a copy of his assignment. Now you have bona fide creditors sitting in there, because it's a lot different when Samuel Thomas Kennedy is a creditor to Sam Kennedy in their minds than when John Jones is creditor to Sam Kennedy. And with all those folks in there, you can have a lot of fun. I would make sure a couple of them are in there without signed security interests. Because if you're dealing with an agency or with a security interest that doesn't have a signature, obviously the foreclosures will, then you can easily turn to the trustee and ask her, can anyone present anything that's unsigned as a security interest? Oh, they can. Good. Well, this guy's got $50 million, and he is antecedent in his standing, because that security agreement goes all the way back beforehand. You've signed it over. So this is going to be another one of those unpleasant bankruptcy court experiences for those folks, and they're going to look for a way out in statutes. But you need to, if you're going to do that, you need to hold your position, and those creditors need to act. And you had a great idea, which would help you.
To issue a bonded promissory note to the bankruptcy trustee and make him my fiduciary and successor surety, make him responsible to pay all the creditors.
All right. That's an interesting idea. Now, the role of the trustee in bankruptcy is to accept all of the debtor in bankruptcy's property and to collect it to be doled out to the creditors, and then to issue discharges to discharge the liability, in other words, so it doesn't appear anymore in the public books temporarily, in whatever is excess over those funds. That makes sense. So the trustee, that's the trustee's job. So, number one, you could certainly follow through with the idea that you just presented of issuing, one of the creditors issuing a bonded promissory note. What would you do with a bonded promissory note if a creditor came calling on the straw man's door? You would issue a bonded promissory note and say, I want to clear my title, so I'll pay that liability to get you out of here, so I have clear security interest against a debtor. Isn't that true? Well, now you're in bankruptcy court. You appoint the trustee as the fiduciary to handle that transaction. That's his or her job. And if she doesn't do it, well, you file something in the bankruptcy court, although technically it's in the court, even though it's being handled through a trustee. It's a pending judicial case. And the question you ask her is,
If she doesn't perform
on the bonded promissory note, if that fund seems to disappear, what are you going to ask her?
What happened to my money?
What happened to my money? What happened to the secretary's money? Don't you work for him, ma'am? Is he aware that you stole $25 million? And now we're off and running. So they think you've got, they think they've got you in a corner in the bankruptcy court. It's exactly where I want to be. It's like Gracie going down on his back and pulling the guy in to choke him out. It's exactly the same thing. The little guy they don't expect who's going to pull you right in and suffocate you just like a squid. That's the way I view this particular situation in bankruptcy court. So instead of going out and handling nine separate bills of exchange and nine separate foreclosures and getting involved in all that nonsense, what did they do for him? They centralized the whole thing in that we were saying this years ago that we think bankruptcy court is our remedy. It's one of our remedies. They're right there. And you just got to stick with it. And if anyone gets in your way, you join them to the liability. You issue an amendment to your security interest so that it has a $50 million co-claimant fee attached to it by agreement of the parties so that any party who impairs the claim or stultifies any of the participants of the claim is obviously seeking to join the claim as a creditor, and you're happy to let them in. $50 million. It's a token on a $500 million claim. Wouldn't you take that? Wouldn't you accept such a kind offer? Come on in. Come on in, trustee. Come on in, judge. Let's have at it. And on your indemnity bond, you might consider naming all the judges in the bankruptcy court, all the judges in the appellate bankruptcy court, the chief judge, all of them, everybody. Everybody comes to the party and see what you can do. That's probably the way I would do it, and it was your idea. So we're proud of you. This is it looks like this may have been a successful conference for you.
Yes, Sam, it's been life-changing, and I'm thrilled to be here. I've waited my whole life to be here.
Well, that indeed is a big statement, and I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. And we appreciate that, but would you get out of that seat, please, so we could bring Steve over? Thank you. Steve, I'm going to tell you what my mom told me years ago. Would you take your hat off, please? Thank you. There we go. Now I could see you. How are you, Steve?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming to the conference. And time's short, so why don't we get right into it? Why don't you tell us exactly what's going on that needs to be addressed? And have you perceived any direction that you might follow here? Because this is pretty repetitious, isn't it? So the answer to the question is BIC. If you have four controversies, the answer to the question is BIC, 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 BIC. So tell us what's going on.
Essentially what's happening is the situation I'm familiar with is the couple has sent in statements of account, or like an accounting statement since 2003 to the IRS, and with a declaration status as to who they considered themselves to be as a living man and woman, and they are associated with a company, a common law trust company, through which they have private contractual arrangements with. Well, recently, meaning in the last year, there was an IRS raid. They're going after all the trustees. Trustees are fighting it. Others are pleading. Different things are happening in that arena. And as a result of that, the IRS is doing two things. There's individual assessments of the couple based on those statements of account. No 1040s, but just statements of account. And they're also saying that the trust is a doing business as in their name. So numbers have been presented. The most recent are offers for both the trust and the couple to go to tax court. And there's a date there's a date.
All right. Very interesting. So we don't have here a very complex situation, actually. What we have is a company that's been specializing in common law trusts, and apparently they're under attack. And so some of the principals here have received an assessment. Now, I considered bankruptcy court being moved into bankruptcy into Chapter 7 to be good news. Most people wouldn't. But I see a lot of good news where most people don't. And this is one of those situations. This is a fine situation to be in, I think. How many patriots along the way have begged for assessments and couldn't receive them? An assessment is a firm order. It's charged with commercial energy. It's ready to go. My advice is pay it. Do you think you have the technology to pay it?
Absolutely.
What more is there to talk about, Your Honor?
I don't think there's much.
There isn't much. That assessment can certainly be accepted for value, and this case should be settled and closed. And hopefully the parties with which you're dealing understand commerce. And if not, then you got to educate them a little bit. And sometimes the education is easy, sometimes the education isn't. We've had great luck with assessments. I gave an example today with a state case where they would come back every 90 days, but many times, in fact, in that case, there was a threat. Remember, if you don't tell us why, there's a good reason why you didn't show for the hearing, which had been canceled, by the way, within 25 days, this is going to tax court. And on the 25th day, we presented them with the notary's notice of their default on the deposition that the notary took that they never appeared at, with a little letter, one paragraph saying, hey, is this sufficient reason that you defaulted? Never went to tax court, went another 90 days, actually went a couple of years after that, but then they came back again because he wouldn't close it out. It wouldn't go another 90 days or 180 days or whatever unless it had been settled. You don't think people in a commanding position with that kind of power, if not authority, back off because they took amusement at your process. They backed off because your administrative remedy put them in a box and there was no way out other than to wait. And when you failed to go and collect on the accounts receivable in 90 days, they went back to their administrative process, which is unlimited. But if you're willing to close them out, you can get that settlement statement. There are many ways to close them out. We've reviewed many of them in the last 4 days, right? We prefer to do it on the private side if at all possible. And we've done that with various methods and sometimes bringing that settlement into the public, but not necessarily judicially. And that's been done with notices, with Treasury liquidation, with IRS liquidation, with various procedures that take the dishonor of the instruments and turn them into United States currency with an intent that the public hazard bond of the rogue official be seized to get him out of there so a good official can come in and in his stead. We have other methods as well that we review. But if you really want to close it out and you're embroiled on the public side and it doesn't seem to be much, then it might make sense to take some action that requires them to appear to testify under oath. That can be a summons from a notary, which would be interesting. They're going to be facing more of those. That could be a summons from a complaint that's filed in another jurisdiction or in the same jurisdiction. It could be an amended complaint just put into a federal jacket with a demand for a bill of particulars and or a summary judgment and see what the magistrate comes back with when he reviews the chart. If you've written bulletproof paper, they have a real problem. And maybe the magistrate will be able to come up with a remedy for you. It can involve, if it's in the judiciary, it could involve moving the the notary's judgment into a writ of mandamus or a writ of prohibition in a different court. Again, your remedy is not necessarily in the courtroom because they will revert to equity whenever they can. But if you're willing to combine that with commercial procedures and liens and other things to keep the parties honest, then you'll find that venue after venue will accede to your demands, especially when you start bonding them and liquidating their bonds. You know, that's labor intensive, but you only have to do it a couple of times to gain your respect. Then once you've done it, they'll get the message that this is not the fish you want to fry. This is a man who knows who he is, and it's probably best for our own safety just to leave him alone. And when you organize and group up in companies that are selling trust and the like, you'll probably have a much more aggressive prosecution and a willingness to take you in as a political prisoner. But the goal, of course, is to remain in honor and peace, pay the liability through public policy, and settle things out.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
And our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert.
Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, we're on our final segment, friends. Sam Kennedy is out of gas. I see no reason why we should be so thrilled about that. But we're coming around the final bend, and this is the final sprint. I told you before we started that everybody had to get their value. I'm determined that people are here for a reason, and many of you in dire circumstances. And I hope you at least have that feeling that you know, you may not feel ready to do it, but you know what to do when you get back. Don't patronize me. Is that the way you're feeling about this? Now, tomorrow we're going to be covering a slew of material. Enforcement, enforcement, enforcement. Petitions, marriage certificates, child support, all the loose ends we haven't gotten to. And my answer to every question is going to be, almost every question, going to be B-I-C, B-I-C, B-I-C. Yeah. We live in peace with the United States. We accept all liability. We execute as a creditor. We give our brothers warning. We attempt to save our brother, not condemn him. We move as quickly as we can to forgiveness. We remember who we are. If we take on a challenge, we try not to let fear cloud our judgment as to right from wrong. If we follow those principles and remember we're children of God, then we will have a divine outcome, because whatever the result, we will understand that there is a learning experience and a positive benefit to be gained, no matter how harsh it may seem at the time. And if we have that attitude, that's when good things will start happening to us, right? All the great sages in history, and the prophets, and the religious leaders, and the divine folks have taught us that when we stop searching, we will find what we're looking for. We merely have to think it. And as you know, as you think, so shall you be. These technologies are nothing but tools. And believe me, there are no bad tools, only bad carpenters. There are also no bad teachers, no bad students, only bad teachers. And forgive me for my faults, and I hope that these 5 days are productive and allow you to coalesce your knowledge, not become overconfident, and be able to develop the appropriate attitude of success and winning. Because that's what it takes to be a winner as a sovereign man or woman. So, my friends, we're almost at the break time. Let me just repeat. We're almost at the end of the program. Let me just repeat that we are offering a free bankruptcy seminar. You just had a taste of bankruptcy tonight. If you want to have a thrill and see why I said when he landed in bankruptcy court with 7 foreclosures, he was in the right place. He's in the perfect place. Then you join me free of charge September 15th and 16th. Please send an email to Sam's Free Seminar at hush.com. What a name. But we knew, I was saying that over the air before we had even taken out the site. We figured no one else would have that site reserved, although some wise guy out there could have reserved it for us. It's true.